Mike McFeely Outdoors kicks off here on the Saturday morning on the Mighty 790 KFGO. We talked North Dakota ice fishing with Jeff Katzer just a few moments ago, and now it's the time of the program where we go to the lake place in Lake Park, Minnesota, and find out how things are going in Minnesota Lakes Country with Corey Askin of the Lake Place, a great sponsor of Mike McFeely Outdoors. Hello, Mr. Corey Askin. Are you staying warm, or are you freezing your Askin off today?
I'm freezing my ass off. Absolutely. It's cold.
It's very cold. It's, you know, what can you do about it? You just got to keep your Askin. If you keep your Askin covered up when it's cold outside, you'll be all right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, you can keep Raina asking covered up all you want. She freezes no matter what. So she can have a billion layers on. She'll be cold.
Let's get away from talking about our Askins freezing off, and let's get talking to some fishing. What's the word out there, Corey? I know that it's tough because it's been so dang cold and windy and snowy the last few days, but what are you hearing from guys out there in Minnesota Lakes Country?
You know, right now everything is really good. Like the last time we talked, there was a good 6-7 inches of ice almost everywhere except for the really big lakes. Since that time, we probably got up to 8-9 inches on most of them before that snow hit. Insulation with the snow, super, super cold, but it probably slowed down the freeze a little bit. So you're talking 9 to 10 inches on on the smaller lakes out there. And the fishing has just been really good. The panfish, especially the crappie, are biting really good right now. The northern tip-up fishing is fun and really good, depending on where you're at, of course. But everything's going really well. The only thing is the walleye. You just got to find the spot. You just got to get out there and punch some holes and do what you can.
So are guys still taking out four-wheelers and walking? And I don't think anybody's driving yet on 8 or 9 inches of ice. I hope not anyway, but maybe they are. Have you been seeing any vehicles out?
Well, the ones that have gone out have gone in.
I did read about that. Yeah, you're right.
So, yeah. No, most people are four-wheelers are walking. Driving around yesterday, I saw a house or two out on the ice closer to shore. It's getting really close to being thick enough for all that activity. But right now, I think most people are just playing it safe and taking the portables out or sitting, putting a permanent up close to shore. So
what lakes are hot? If I want to go for some panfish later today and freeze my tail off, or go out tomorrow and freeze my tail off, where can I pick up some bluegills? Where can I pick up some crappie?
As always, Leaf is hot with all of that.
Do you own that lake or something? Do you own the access in that lake? Do you get like $5 or something, or what?
It's a fantastic lake. It's just a wonderful lake. But Long Lake, too, over by Detroit Lakes, has been really good with the crappie from what I'm hearing. The perch are coming out of the lake south of Holly now. Those are doing pretty good.
Silver Lake, absolutely.
That's been doing pretty good. I haven't heard a lot out of Melissa and Sally. I think a lot of people are staying off it yet. That'll start coming around. Light has been doing really good with the walleye. Southern part of Cormorant's been doing really good with the walleye from what I'm hearing. Again, you just got to get out there and punch the holes in. Every place out there is doing okay if you find the right spot.
You know, and I haven't been out, sadly, out in your neck of the woods for a long time, but is Big Cormorant, are guys getting out there ways off of shore and fishing or not yet?
Yeah, they are. Okay. Especially down south, they're getting into the gap and out there and places like that. They're not going out to the deep water yet, but they're getting out there.
Okay. Anything else you want to tell us, Corey? Guys are coming through your shop every single day. What typical baits are we talking, you know, waxies and whatnot for panfish and crappie minnows for crappies, of course, and still fatheads and jigs for walleyes, or what are we using?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. A lot of people are still using the shiners, and some people just prefer the big suckers. Those will all catch walleye. They'll all catch northern. It's what you prefer and where you're going, but we've got all of it, so.
Last time we talked, you didn't quite have your rental fish houses up and ready to go yet. Has that changed, or is that still the same deal, Corey? Is it still a little bit, got to wait a little bit on that?
Yeah, I still got to wait a little bit. I had somebody that was going to work on the house before we got it on the ice, but then the snow hit, and I haven't been able to get it out of the back of the shop. So as soon as we do, we'll get that fixed up and get her going and get that info out. So.
Okay, so what's a phone number if people want to call ahead and find out what's going on in terms of ice conditions or bait or where they're biting? How can they get a hold of you, Corey, at the shop? And what's your website if people want to check that out online as well?
Absolutely. The phone number is 218 238-5002, and the website is thelakeplace.biz, B-I-Z.
The easiest way to get there is take Highway 10 out of Moorhead, go to Lake Park. As you get to County Road 5, you're going to take that right, i.e. south, heading down to Camp Cormorant down that way. The Lake Place is right on that corner, big sign sitting there. You can't miss it. Stop on in, get some bait, get some chips, get some seeds, get some coffee, get some soda, get some snacks, get some licorice for the kids, get whatever you want. Buy a new auger, buy a fish house, buy 7 or 8 new fishing rods for Christmas. Spend money at the Lake Place. Goodness gracious. Corey yeah. needs to buy the rest of Leaf Lake up so he can just yeah. totally have control access to it because he loves it so much.
There you go.
Oh, hey, before I let you go, we should get this out. You're a rod builder. You like to build fishing rods for people. And I know it's getting close to Christmas now, but if people want to give that special gift to somebody, Corey, for Christmas, is it too late to order up a nice fishing rod for somebody, or should we be looking more at next year for that?
It's not too late to order it. I've got like 10 that are due for Christmas right now that I'm working late nights trying to get done, but I can get you a certificate that looks really nice. It says, hey, I bought you a Christmas rod.
That works too. That works too, yeah.
It does, and it'll be done sometime in January if you're to order it right now.
Tell us about that, because that's a nice little thing that you have going. I know you're passionate about building those fishing rods. Tell us about how that's going, Corey, and what do you offer, and you know, can people order a custom rod for their kid and make a little special, you know, with a name on it or monogrammed, or what can you do for people?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm doing right now is you can order anything you want pretty much. I have a couple different distributors. I can get you any of the components you want, whether it be Fuji, MHX, St. Croix, Batson, anything you want. I can get it. I can put it together. I can personalize it with names, the different color thread work you'd like, kind of patterns of thread work. I hand turn all my grips with cork and or hickory wood. I can get anything you want, put anything together. It was from a ice rod to a musky rod. It's something I love doing, and it's really, really taken off well. And I plan in the spring to have a really nice website out and a nice work area at the front of the shop there where people can come in and check it out.
I know what I'm going to buy myself for next spring. I'm going to buy myself a couple of KFGO fishing rods, Mike McFeely fishing rods, for next spring.
I've already had that thought in my mind on some designs for that, actually. So we'll have
perfect.
To get together and figure it out. Yep,
you bet. Okay, Corey, take care this weekend, and we'll see you soon, okay?
Sounds good, Mike. Thank you.
Yep, you bet. Corey Askin of the Lake Place in Lake Park, Minnesota. Nice shop, nice family that runs it. Just regular people, just regular folks, very friendly, very nice. I know for a lot of years that bait shop at the corner there maybe wasn't always the friendliest place in which to walk, wasn't always the warmest place on a cold day in which to walk, but Corey and Raina are just good people. So stop in there, give them your business. They're just nice, good people, and buy a fishing rod from Corey as well. This is Mike McFeely Outdoors. We'll wrap things up next. We'll replay an interview that I did with Jason Durham on my program on Friday on KFGO. We're going to wrap it up with that. And then move things into Bison football soon afternoon here on KFGO. She thinks we're just fishing.